family with SquareTrade instead.
Protect all the phones in your family with SquareTrade and save over $500. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
Another Palestinian attack in the West Bank. Two men tried to stab Israeli soldiers, then were shot and killed. This amid talks to stop the deadly violence. Secretary of State Kerry will meet with Israel's leader tomorrow in Germany. And then Kerry will go to the Middle East for talks with the Palestinians in Jordan. The UN's leaders in the Middle East now. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher live in Jerusalem.
Dave, as violence here continues, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging calm. In a joint press conference with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Ban stated,
I count on the leadership, political vision, and commitment for peace and stability in this region, where two states solution will be realized as soon as possible.
Ban met with Israel's prime minister yesterday. The UN Secretary General said the only way to bring peace is through negotiations that bring results. Over the past month, at least 10 Israelis have been killed by Palestinians, and at least 50 Palestinians have been killed in clashes with Israeli forces. Dave.
And Jessica, Syria's president went to Moscow last night for talks with President Putin, discussing the Russian airstrikes that have helped Syrian forces make new advances in the civil war, and they've upset the U.S., fearing Russia's doing more than just fight ISIS terrorists. Charleston, West Virginia is where President Obama is going to go today. That state leads the nation in drug overdose deaths, so the president will be there to detail a plan to help communities battle heroin and prescription painkiller abuse. The White House says the effort includes improved doctor training and easier access to drug treatment. In the baseball playoffs, the Mets are one game away from the World Series.
There it is. A strike three called, and the New York Mets have pushed the Chicago Cubs to the brink.
New York beat Chicago 5-2 on TBS to go 3-0 in the National League Championship Series Game 4 tonight. The Royals can win the AL crown this afternoon. Kansas City leads Toronto 3-1. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Was it the supersized burger that gave you stomach pains?
Order up!
Or could those nagging pains be something more serious? We all have everyday aches and pains, but if the symptoms don't go away or get worse, you can rely on the ER at Cartersville Medical Center to be there for you 24/7. Our team of expert emergency-trained physicians will diagnose and treat you so that you can get back to the food you enjoy.
Check engine light just come on. Is it time for a tune-up? Is something just not right with your car, truck, or SUV? Then it's time to come down to Lee's Total Car Care and have our expert technicians take a look. We only hire the best mechanics who look forward to coming in and taking care of your vehicle in a timely and professional manner. We're conveniently located in Cartersville and look forward to getting your vehicle into tip-top shape as soon as possible. To learn more about Lee's Total Car Care or to make an appointment, give us a call today
at 770-387-0003.
Everybody. Got Melissa Hunneke in here. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
She was just telling me about some Saturday Night Live stuff.
Yes, if you missed the Democrat debate spoof from last weekend, you have to watch it.
Isn't Saturday Night Live a very liberal show?
For the most part, yeah. Well, they make fun of it. They're equal opportunity for the most part. They don't make fun of Obama as much as they have others, but they pretty much will make fun of whoever.
Will
so
they?
That was hilarious. It was worth your time. I'd watch it again. I've already watched it twice.
Okay. I'm in bed asleep by 11:30 on Saturday night. I mean, I'm
watch it on the internet later.
By 10 o'clock, I'm dozing off.
That's because you're old.
That is because... Oh, that was mean. That's exactly what it is. Sitting in my chair, you know, head to...
9 o'clock, you're out.
9:30, I'm sleeping, yeah. 45 degrees outside. High today around 76, overnight about 47. You're looking at some nice temperatures the next couple of days. High 78 tomorrow, overnight about 49, sunny day. Sunny day on Friday, high of about 80, 54 overnight. 77 on Saturday, 56. Slight chance of rain on Sunday, 72, high 56. How was the traffic from where you came from?
Yeah, pretty good.
Was it good?
It was actually better than normal. So I don't know what's up with that.
Better than normal. 75 doesn't look better than normal.
Well, I don't take 75.
I don't know what I'd do. I'd be hooked on everything.
575 looks bad too, but not as far north.
I'd be on Valium, antidepressants, and everything.
You just
if
have
I had to drive.
Leave really early, that's all.
Yeah, if I had to deal with that, it's horrible from like Wade Green till right past the merge. It's slow everywhere, but I mean, it's horrible right then and there.
Pretty typical.
All right, Melissa Hunicky, everybody. Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
All right, let's deal with some local things first. The SPLOS that we have coming up, or that's, you can already vote.
Somebody called in yesterday, and they wanted to know, they wanted it explained. And they want to explain.
Okay, so what it is, and I'm not sure when the current one expires, but local governments can add a penny to your sales tax for capital projects. This one happens to be a school project. I think the last time we voted on a SPLOS, it was the paying off the industrial park at 75 and Cass White,
mm-hmm,
and some other things. But they can add, they have to add a specific list, and then they ask the voters to vote on this list. And they always do it at least 2 years before the other one expires.
But this is added with the people's approval.
With the people's approval, but this is an off-election year. There's nothing on the ballot at all except the SPLOS.
They said a couple, in 2010 or whatever it was, they said like 2,200 people showed up and made the decision.
Yeah, the 2007 SPLOS, they had 2,244 voters.
Yep.
That's it. And, I mean, that's really sad. I mean, you're not expecting to come vote right now, and it's not, I mean, the next actual election countywide or, you know, anywhere in Georgia besides your municipal is the presidential preference primary March 1st. So with all the focus on presidential stuff, nobody really even knows about this, and I think it was our understanding that they had to put the SPLOS votes on a regularly scheduled election, so I don't even know how this got on the ballot right now. Because I thought they had to have it on, you know, where there's already other things on the ballot, and there's nothing else on the ballot.
Are you saying something sneaky up here? Something sneaky?
I don't really know. There may be a little loophole because the Secretary of State reserves this November 3rd as an election day.
And with 2,000 people deciding, don't they normally lean towards okaying these things? I mean,
you can't pay me to believe there won't be an email go out to all the school employees that says, go vote or we're not going to get a new school.
Which is, there's the 2,000 votes right there.
There it is.
There it is. That's yeah.
Exactly.
All right, hold on. Caller, I love you. Caller, you can call back.
I mean, you know, every school employee that's a registered voter in the county, that's, you know, there you go. And, you know, even just in Adairsville, and they're the ones that are getting the new school. Monday night, the school board met, and they said that the state Department of Education had approved the site plan for the new Adairsville Elementary. But, of course, they're not going to pick the company to actually build the school until after the SPLOS, because without the SPLOS they can't have it, and that's what the mantra is, that if you don't care about the children, then, you know, you're going to vote no.
Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
What kills me about these SPLOSes that they keep putting up is they keep saying, oh, we're going to get it to raise it, we're going to build a school, we're going to build a playground, we're going to, you know, alleviate hunger in Ethiopia, and we need to raise a total of, oh, say $10 million. What they don't say is that after they raise that $10 million, which is usually a good time before the SPLOS ever exists or ends, they raise all this other capital that you have no idea where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But this SPLOS is not, they put it on the ballot. It is 100% decided by the people. The people,
yes,
make the decision.
Most of them have the fear that it's drilled into their mind that, oh, if I don't vote for this SPLOS, that they're going to raise my millage rate.
Yep, and that's,
they're going to raise my tax.
That's actually what they do say. I mean, if you listen to what was said about this school, it's basically, we're going to have to do something. We have to build this school, and, you know, we're hoping that the voters will approve this SPLOS. Well, we always do. There's a couple of communities around here that have not approved SPLOS, that, you know, I think Floyd County turned one down a couple of years ago, and Possibly Cobb. Don't quote me on that, though. But
I want to say Cherokee turned one down a while back.
Cherokee has lower sales tax. I know that because that's where I live now. So, you know, I have to choose. I'm going to buy my goods over there just because I know it's one. I know it's only a penny, but it still adds up.
Well, it's not, to me, it's not even the point of it being a penny or if it was a nickel. It's the point that they're doing it just because they got, they have a fear tactic to you. You better do this or you're not carrying, you're not showing, and we're going to raise your rates on your meat. No, you're not. You can only go so high, and then
that's
you still
true.
Have to turn around and come right back and ask us if we can raise it again. And when I tell you no, you're stuck. Learn to live in your means just like everyone else has
exactly.
to right here that does not have an unlimited pocketbook.
I agree. And, if you know, you look at it, and you're right. They can only go up so high on the school taxes.
I think it's like 18 points. Or something.
And so. They're very close to the cap right now. So there isn't a whole lot more up they can go without some kind of act of the legislature. And I doubt the legislature is going to increase their cap on property taxes. So.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, and you look at it, and turnout so far, they, as of the article that came out on the 19th in the Daily Tribune, they had had 6 days. I believe, five or six days of voting, and they'd given out 124 ballots, which winds up being about, you know, roughly 25 a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very many. I mean, if you're thinking, this county is over 100,000 people, and if you're looking at less than 5,000 people deciding your sales tax rate, that's really sad. And I know the elections office is doing everything they can within their means and their budget to be able to let people know that there's an election, but, I mean, what else are they supposed to do besides put out the signs and try and get in the media?
Do we need the school?
Do we need the school? That is a good question. I mean, I'm sure Adairsville is one of the older schools. I don't have any doubt about that. But
Carl, are you there?
Hey, good morning, David.
Morning, Tommy. Hey,
morning.
You know, it'd be real interesting to see what our local delegation thinks about, you know, these floss. I guarantee you Paul Battles would be for it.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Thompson would be for it. Coomer would be for it. They're like captain taxes.
Yep.
You know, they just passed that boondoggle gasoline tax on us last year, whatever wording that they call it, and excise tax or whatever they're going to do. Probably Trey Kelly would be the only one that would come out and say he would be opposed to it.
Yep.
But just like what you were saying earlier, you know, a little bit ago, you know, they'll put the fear of everybody in it. This is for the children. If you don't do it, we're going to have to raise property taxes. We're going to have to do without. It's gloom and doom if we don't, you know, if we don't pass this thing. It's just, it's an endless cycle.
Yep.
It's like a carousel that just keeps coming around every 5 years, you know, 3 to 5 years that we got to approve this thing. It'll never end.
Mm-hmm. And people don't care enough to say no.
What have we gotten out of the SPLOS, the recent SPLOS? What has been built? What have we received?
Well, let me tell you this much. We've built a couple of schools that
okay.
are like, I think they're building Emerson right now. But at one point, they may have needed, because the school system was growing, but then it started to shrink again when, you know, the economy started going down. So they're at less students than at the peak a couple of years ago.
Did we get Cass High School out of a SPLOS?
Probably.
It's a beautiful school.
It had a lot of problems, though, and there was something funny about that whole site selection and everything and all the sinkholes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was some weird stuff about that.
But, I mean, the county is profiting by this block.
I don't know if you'd call it a profit, but I guess some good things are coming out of it.
Tommy, thanks for the call.
All right, David, see ya.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting some pretty good stuff out of it. I mean, we are. I mean, we're getting new schools, really up-to-date schools and stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not a big fan of just replacing old buildings just because.
You may not like it, everything, but the people are in favor.
The people,
this.
You can't really say the people. The people don't know. It's like we're so uneducated, we don't even know we have a choice.
You got to take a break.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle.
Scalpolino. In touch is not so much, as Blake Shelton files a suit seeking over $1 million at issue a cover insinuating he checked into rehab after a split with Miranda Lambert. Meantime, Blake will reunite with Miranda November 4th at the CMA Awards in Nashville. This will be the first time the two will appear together since their divorce earlier this year.
Kick the dust up.
The force is clearly with country star Luke Bryan as he announces his Kill the Lights tour will be hitting 21 cities on a 22-day calendar that includes Little Big Town and Dustin Lynch. The reigning CMA Entertainer of the Year's tour kicks off February 18th at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. A four-year-old daughter's touching serenade to her mother with cancer went viral, so it's 27 million hits. Ellen invited her on the show. Martina McBride joined McKenna Stanchik for her hit I'm Gonna Love You Through It, and there wasn't a dry eye in the place. That's Fox Country on Fox News Radio.
Securing America.
The U.S. government's trying to educate people about National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and yet law enforcement's investigating possible hacks into the emails of the CIA and Homeland Security chiefs, and a recent breach exposed the data of over 4 million federal employees.
The best practices take time, they can be difficult to do, and they take an investment of resources. We as a nation all have to improve, whether it's individuals, private sector companies, or the government.
That's Homeland Security Assistant Secretary of Cybersecurity, Andy Osmond. But Attorney Andrew Crocker at the Electronic Frontier Foundation notes at the same time, there's evidence the NSA is exploiting security weaknesses and decrypting our data.
The specific types of communications can involve web communications, some email protocols, and virtual private networks, VPNs.
Separately, Apple and Google now have stronger encryption for smartphone data. While law enforcement's not happy about that, the Obama administration says it will not seek a law mandating backdoors into people's devices. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
Hey, this is Tim, Treasure Chest Outlet, 927 North Tennessee Street. That's our new location. Come on by and see us. You never know what you'll find. We've got sofas, we've got beds, we've got tables, we've got silverware. It's twice the space. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on the web. Phone number 770-382-4652. Be the same friendly family with a lot more values to choose from. Treasure Chest Outlet, 927 North Tennessee Street.
So what do we do here at Sun Tamers? We tint windows. Everything we do comes with a lifetime warranty. What sets us apart? Experience. We've been in business for over 22 years right here in the same location. I've been tinting for 25. Just wanted everybody to know that we do more than cars. We do houses. We do boats. We do commercial buildings. We can save you a lot of money on your energy bill. We can add security to your house with safety and security films. We can do a lot of things. Just give us a call.
Listening to the David Paul Show on WYXC. To be a part of today's conversation, call 770-382-1270. And now, here's David Paul.
Welcome back, everybody. 770-382-1270 is the phone number. 770-382-1270. Currently outside here in Cartersville. Do you like this weather?
I do.
Do you think, do you get the feeling this is going to be a cold winter?
I do. I don't know why. I guess, I mean, my sister up in Ohio has already gotten snow.
You know, I like seasons and everything, but I couldn't deal with Ohio. That's painfully cold.
Yes,
44 degrees outside right now. The high today is going to be around 76, overnight about 47. Still very clogged up around the 575-75 merge. A little slow before, a little slow after. Melissa Haneke, everybody. Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
All right, let's wrap up the talking about the SPLOST. You can vote between now and November 3rd, the Friday before November 3rd, early, at the elections office, and I assume they're going to open up that second location over at the Civic Center in Cartersville by the library.
And this is for everybody in the county.
Everybody in the county, and I can guarantee you, you won't have to wait in line. Tell everybody you know, because you know that, you know, the small amount of people... it's a small pool of people, and the smaller the pool, the more influence you have, the farther your vote goes.
But a smaller pool leans towards that it will be approved.
Oh, probably. If you are against this and you don't get your friends out there to go vote no, then, you know, you're paying an extra penny for, 5 years?
But you're getting some good stuff.
Okay, maybe.
I mean, a good school, and you are. I mean, that's.
I'm not going to argue that Adairsville Elementary is one of the older schools and probably needs replaced, but I think it's gotten to the point people are so tired of governments coming and asking them. Like, for instance, a couple of weeks ago, they had that meeting on the homestead exemption because there are counties, like Cherokee, for instance, where once you're a senior citizen, they give you a break on your school taxes because, you know, obviously you've paid into the system. And all you hear from the school system officials is how they can't make it if they give that break, without realizing that one of the reasons people move to Cherokee County or other counties is because they look at their retirement years and they say, I'm going to be way better off over here by not having to pay the school taxes. They actually care about attracting me as a resident. That, you know, I'll still be paying my sales taxes, and, you know, a senior that works is still paying income taxes and all that, but that it's a recognition that at some point you probably, as a person that may or may not be on a fixed income, you finally deserve to, you know, not be paying in as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, you know, a sign of respect to the elderly. Instead of whining about how we won't be able to do, well, like the caller said before, learn to live within your means. Take your budget, prioritize, and pay for the things that you have to pay for, and then everything else, you know, you have a second list of, if we have the money, we're going to do this. That's what people do. That's what we do at my house. We have a list of essentials, and then, you know, another list of, if we have the money, this is what we want to do.
So we are, there's a legal limit on how much schools can take, I mean, how much you're taxed?
On the property taxes,
There's a cap. We're
fairly close to it.
Are all counties fairly close?
Yeah, I mean, they run fairly, I mean, they try and get as much as they can, but I mean, we have very little room to bump the tax up at this point. And it's gone up, I can't remember how many mills it went up, like 1.5 mills last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a fairly significant amount when you're talking about how much they normally run.
I would say, I understand if you're a senior citizen, you're on a fixed income.
Right.
That could really make a difference.
It could make a difference, especially if, think of it this way, if your house is paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the only house bill you have is your property taxes, besides your utilities, which, you know, everybody has. But you've already paid off your mortgage, and all you have is your property taxes, and you're retired, so you don't have a huge income. And then they come and they ask you for another 1.5 mils a year. But if that's all your, you know, the only bills you have on your house, that, I mean, there are people that, and here's the other thing. Okay, here's the big kicker for the seniors. Say you bought your house 30 years ago, and they reassess your house. And, you know, most houses go up in value over 30 years. So your house is paid off for, you know, 10 years, however long it took you to pay it off. And then they come back and they tell you your house is worth, you know, 3 times what you paid for it. And so then they raise your millage rate on top of that, and you're really taking a hit. And I think that's what's been happening. We've had double whammies going on here where,
you know,
people's houses are being reassessed and they're getting the millage rate increase. And so then they throw the splost at you and say, well, you're already paying it, so just vote yes for the children.
Yeah.
And I think people that are paying attention are starting to get really aggravated by the mentality. I mean, you see it in the national elections. They're tired of the government spending all our money and then trying to make you feel guilty when you're not on board with it. And so, you know, enough is enough, I think, for a lot of people. But like I said, hardly anybody's going to show up. So show up and make your voice heard.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Dave. Church. Good morning, Melissa.
Morning, church lady.
And how about you? You homeschool your children, so it really ain't fair to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Me, I've never been married. But
yep.
I had to pay that, you know. And Dave, he can talk, you know, because he ain't retired yet. Wait till he has to live on maybe $1,200 a month and have to pay all this. And they, you're right about the go up on the value of your property. That's another way to raise your taxes.
Yep.
I know all this. They think we're stupid. And those guys were stupid, but we're not as stupid as he is.
All right, thank you, Church Lady. I'm getting the feeling, though, Bartow County's getting ready to grow. And we've got...
Yeah, you're about to get the Hunger Games theme park.
People don't realize it. And everybody says, okay, that's great. And, you know, Lake Point and all this. Well, this stuff coming in, and if this Hunger Games thing does happen, that'll bring in two more theme parks. And that'll bring in eventually, and you'll be like... And
will they ever build the Busch Gardens that's been rumored for 20 years?
Yeah, and then it does. That's what happened to Orlando. Disney comes in, then everybody wants to capitalize on it.
Do you want to live in Orlando?
No, I used to. But the same thing, property values will go up.
Right, but then you'll have also business taxes, though. That's the thing. You'll have business tax, you know, that you can get money from, and the tax base expands to the point where you maybe shouldn't be soaking the people as much, like the homeowners. Rather, you know, go to the businesses who are bringing in a lot of money, because they will bring in a lot of money.
Florida has no state income tax.
Exactly.
And no state income tax, yeah.
Well, I mean, we need to get rid of one. We have them all. We're like, you know, we've got the property tax, we've got the income tax, we've got the sales tax, and there are states around us that have gotten rid of, you know, the property tax, or they've gotten rid of the income tax. I mean, why can't we do that? Choose one and get rid of it completely. I think we should. I think they've been trying to get rid of the state income tax, like the state portion, slowly, but I don't know, or maybe it's the state, I don't know. There's a state tax that they've been trying to, but it never flies. They want to keep all three of them.
They don't want to give them up. I mean, once you got it, you don't want to give it up.
Well, they want to, this drives me crazy about state government, local government, any government, when they go, well, if we lower that tax, we're going to have to plug that hole somewhere. No, you don't. Just spend less. Or realize that when you take a tax away, people have more money and they wind up, you know, the tax revenue winds up either the same or more because they have more money in their pocket to do other things, and so it kind of makes up for it on the other end of the taxes. Like if you were doing sales tax, they have more money, they buy more things, and then
majority of people do not save a nickel. They do not save.
You're right.
They do not save a nickel. So if somehow you put an additional $300 a month in their pocket, they will spend it.
That's right.
They will go out and buy a big screen. They'll go out and they'll buy something.
Furniture. Or, you know, go on vacation.
And you're absolutely, the government just quit taking it and put it back into people's hands. Economy.
They would get it anyway. You know what I mean?
It would. Yeah. Everybody. Yeah, more people be employed. I mean, it's already pretty stinking good. 5% unemployment right now.
I have an article here that disputes that. Economists say we're not actually reaching full employment. It's not true.
No, I mean we're 5% unemployed.
No, but we're not. Okay. We're not going to agree on this, but we're not. You keep saying this, but I don't think that you understand how they're manipulating you with statistics.
I know. Right. Okay. I just know if I talk to business owners around here, and they will tell you employees are hard to come by.
Well, that's because nobody wants to work because Obama's giving out welfare left and right.
That is so not true. And you know that's not true.
And more people on food stamps than ever before in recorded history.
And the people that are on food stamps are working mothers who have two children at home. And they're working they're working minimum.
Okie doke.
You know that's true.
You live in La La Land.
No, these are not people sitting there playing Nintendo all day. These are working mothers.
Sure they're not.
These are mothers who are divorced, deserted by their man.
Because the government says, I'll be your daddy.
And no, it's because they can't survive on minimum wage.
Because the government says, don't worry about it. Don't have a good family.
We're not going to let people starve.
No, that's what the church is for. Charity.
Churches no longer do that. And
because
you know
the government
that.
Does it for them.
And they have to do it because the government...
No,
the
they churches, don't have to. The church quit because the government took over.
You're right. The church quit.
Because the government took it over.
No, but the government took it over because they quit.
Nope. Right, you got it backwards.
He was told he's the best talk show host on radio.
His mother must really love him.
That's my boy.
You're listening to The David Paul Show here on 1270 WYXC.
From the Fox Business Network, U.S. stock futures are higher, European stocks falling overnight, dragged lower by third quarter earnings reports, and the biggest fall in Chinese stocks in over a month. The European Union wants Starbucks and Fiat to pay up. The EU says the companies have to give back up to $34 million in tax breaks. The EU wants to crack down on tax deals that global multinational companies often make with European nations. Shares of Yahoo began dropping after the company reported third quarter earnings that fell short of analysts' estimates. Yahoo has been facing stiff competition from Google and Facebook and hasn't been able to hold on to market share in key areas such as mobile advertising. Fans of Beck Beer can share in a $20 million lawsuit settlement over misleading packaging. The settlement approved yesterday could mean $50 for households that can show proof of Beck's purchases. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
SOS Mattresses having their huge end of summer sale. All the top name brand mattresses at 40 to 80% below the big box stores. We have closeouts, overstock, showroom samples at amazing prices with the finest quality. Check out our five-star reviews on Facebook. SOS Mattress on Highway 41, one block north of McDonald's. Nobody beats our quality. Nobody beats our prices. Nobody.
Good morning, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and Commentary next.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Virginia Senator Jim Webb will not run for president as a Democrat, but he could run as an independent. Senator Webb gave a compelling speech yesterday at the National Press Club, sounding a warning about the state of our nation's political system. It's a mess, folks, a great big mess. He said the very nature of our democracy is under siege, and he blamed it on both Republicans and Democrats. Jim Webb may be the last of a dying breed, a conservative, pro-gun, pro-military Democrat. To be honest, he's more conservative than some of the guys running on the Republican side. Truth is, Washington is polarized. There's nobody left to occupy the middle ground, the folks willing to compromise. Nowadays, we've got the Democrats and the Republicans who govern as Democrats. And that's a problem that needs to be resolved. I'm Todd Stearns.
I'm Don Weathers with 24 Bail Bonding, located at 85 Zena Drive, Cartersville, Georgia, right down the street from the jail. 770-382-2424. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Easy payment plans, good customer service. When you're in trouble with the law, I'm the guy to call. 770-382-2424. 24 Bail Bonding, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Come see me.
Hey guys, here at Johnny's New York Style Pizza, we understand that you have plenty of dining options. That's why we are committed to providing the best service we possibly can, maintaining a family-friendly atmosphere, and providing our customers with the freshest ingredients, including local produce and dough that's made daily. So whether you're looking for a slice, a fresh salad, a New York Style sub, or perhaps a pasta dish, Johnny's Pizza is your place. Stop by and see us.
No one likes to think about it. No one likes to talk about it. Few people know what to do about it. But taking the necessary steps now to plan and fund your funeral is very important to your family's future. In fact, it is very comforting to know that your wishes are known and carried out. It ensures less worry for your loved ones, and it ensures that your family will not be faced with the financial burden of your funeral. We purchase protection for things in life that might happen, such as auto and health insurance. Doesn't it make sense to purchase protection for our final arrangements, since it is something that will happen? Parnick Jennings Funeral Home offers affordable pre-arrangements with a wide variety of payment options. We also accept pre-arrangements made at other funeral homes. To learn more or to speak with a professional, please call Parnick Jennings Funeral Home at 770-382-0034. 770-382-0034.
everybody. Got Melissa Honecke in here. Morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
44 degrees outside, high today about 40, about 76, overnight about 47. Wish this mess of cleanup on 70 clear up for you people going south. I would stay home right now rather than get into that. Looks like it's easing up a little bit. It's just way green. You're going to start riding the brakes past the 575-75 merge. Eases out the points, picks up again right around the South Loop area.
And the surface streets are red.
Not pretty, is it? Melissa Honecke, everybody. Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
All right. So we need to talk about some national things.
Oh, okay.
Some opinions of some state people on the speaker's race. Congress came back. They were off last week. So they've come back, and they spent the whole week saying, you know, frozen, basically. Nobody could make a decision because Paul Ryan has not yet decided whether he's running, which he still actually has not decided. But he did meet with the whole caucus yesterday.
Yeah.
And, I mean, several of them had said that if he was in, then they were out. And I think Jason Chaffetz put on Twitter that he was out and backing Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Ryan has actually made the final decision. There are some things about what he has said, what came out in the media last night, that I'm kind of okay with. And then some other things that I'm thinking, it's not a good idea. Tom Price basically says they need a consensus House Speaker. You remember he was thinking of running for Majority Leader when Kevin McCarthy was running for Speaker, but McCarthy's staying in the Majority Leader position, so Price was kind of, you know, throwing around whether he would run for Speaker. Same thing with Lynn Westmoreland, but I think they're both backing Ryan, at least Westmoreland.
What about that that terrorist caucus, the Freedom Caucus? What are they doing?
Okay, the Freedom Caucus, they're not terrorists. They have principles, and they
suicide,
have to follow the principles.
Here's
the deal.
Yeah.
They had voted to back Daniel Webster.
Mm.
My understanding, they weren't all on board with that because he's to the left of Boehner. But and I'm not sure. I mean, he's all about the process, and many of the Freedom Caucus people are about it. Doesn't matter who the person is. They want rule changes. They want to actually return the power to the people instead of having the speaker be in control of everything, which the speaker should not be in control of everything. This is the people's house. We elect our representative to go represent us. We don't elect our representative to go bow down to the speaker and do what the speaker wants. That's not why they're there. So...
Yes, we do.
No, we don't. No, and they keep increasing the power of the speaker's office to the point. Okay, now where our people have no say, but they have asked for rule changes, and from what I read from Paul Ryan's statements, he's okay with considering some rules changes to allow them to bring more bills to the floor and debate more bills and amend more bills. Now, if you're never allowed to amend, where is the give and take? You all talk about compromise. Well, there can be no compromise if the speaker comes in and says, we're voting on this, and the outcome is going to be what I say it is. And that's all there is to it. We're not going to debate it. We're not going to add amendments. It's a closed process, and you have no say whatsoever.
Mm.
Now, that's not the way the system is supposed to work. You're supposed to throw out ideas, hash them out, and vote on the things that our representatives think would make the best bill. It changes. I mean, you know, you can't just take a bill and say, my way or the highway, and it's going to go that way. You have to hash out the ideas and figure out, you know, so the whole point of representative government is that we all come from different backgrounds. We all have different ideas. The regions of the country have different needs and, you know, different beliefs as far as how government should go and everything. Like, we live in a very conservative congressional district, but others, you know, up north may not. And, you know, you've got Democrats, you've got Republicans, you've got independents. They should be able to come together and share ideas, hash it out, and come up with the best piece, kind of like with our Constitution.
Mm.
You had to compromise. They had to have, you know, something they could all live with. Well, the way it's right now, it's not happening that way. We've got basically whoever the speaker is, whether it be Democrat or Republican, you had Boehner, you had Pelosi, and in the Senate, you got Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell that have, over the last, you know, 10 years. And it's basically whatever they say. And then they punish people for not voting with them, which no one should ever be punished for voting with their constituents or voting their conscience. That's just not the way it works. But you asked about the Freedom Caucus. Now, they are still backing Daniel Webster.
Crazy people.
But I know Representative Loudermilk has already made a statement in the media that he has declared his independence on this issue. He's not just voting for the whatever the Freedom Caucus says. He's actually going to look at his choices and then make a decision based on the merits of the people, not necessarily just because the caucus endorsed.
Are they the ones that told him to vote for Boehner?
No, that actually didn't exist at that point. They started the Freedom Caucus after that.
You know they're crazy. Everybody
they're
knows.
Not crazy.
They're like 20 disruptive crazy.
They're not disruptive. They're trying. You know, you read the Huffington Post, obviously, and you think that what they say is correct. And the media wants to paint these 40 guys and gals. There are some female representatives in the Freedom Caucus.
How many black people are in that caucus?
Probably Mia Love is in there. I don't know. I haven't looked at the demographics because I don't care about the color of people's skin.
I don't think there are any.
I would be surprised if Mia Love isn't, you know, if she's not in it,
right.
She probably votes with them.
Right.
But conservatives, they just want to have the process fixed and they want to be able to say that they did what they campaigned on. What is so wrong about campaigning and doing what you said?
And you know what? These 40 crazies are the same people that will go out there and try to break up unions. The same people. But they're
big whoopsie-doo.
They're forming a... No, women.
Whoopsie-doo.
Do as I say, not as I do.
No.
They go out and they form a union. They vote alike. And they to get more power,
but they
join
don't
together.
Force, you like the unions where they force people to join and pay money.
No,
okay, well, what's so wrong about having unions where people are free to join or not join? That's what right to work is. You can't be forced as an employee to join a union.
I'm just telling you, they're the ones that'll stand in the way, want to break up unions, but they're all about a union.
No, they're not.
Okay,
but it's a voluntary association.
Right.
I think there's not any of us who doesn't think that a voluntary union membership.
You believe in the jury system. You do.
I do.
I do too. Well, then why does the jury say these people are crazy?
A jury says these people are crazy?
The majority of people out there read about them in the articles.
Okay, because the articles don't tell the truth about what they're doing. The articles, the media, the establishment, Republicans, and the left, they want to paint these guys who operate on principle as crazy people, and they're not crazy.
They compare them like to terrorists. They're like a suicide thing. They'll bring the whole government
down. Okay, well, here's the thing. Here's what drives me crazy.
Rather than compromise.
No. Here's what your side does.
Yeah.
Your side believes compromise only means doing what the liberals want. Admit it. If they were trying to put forth their idea and it didn't line up with the media and the left side's view, you shouldn't compromise with that. They would stick to their principles, and that's okay. You won't call that crazy. Nancy Pelosi saying, if we can't get Obamacare passed, we're going to parachute over the wall if we have to, you know, do whatever it takes. That's not terroristic, but standing for right-wing principles of smaller government and an open process, that's crazy. I don't think that's crazy.
But it's not really smaller government.
They are for smaller government. If you look at every one of those people in the Freedom Caucus, they are for limited government. They are for more freedom for you.
All this is so, it's pretend, smaller
it's
government.
It's not pretend.
Now,
look, here's the thing. Here's what drives the left and the establishment.
Sounds good, but it's
here's
not true.
Here's the problem with you guys.
Yeah.
You think they're crazy because they're not just giving lip service to it. Now, most Republicans will go out on the campaign trail and they'll say these things, but when it comes down to it, they'll do what you say and they will compromise their principles away.
I'm going by what I know. I live in a pretty much Republican-led state.
Okay,
does my state believe in smaller government?
No, it doesn't. But
does my state believe in smaller taxes?
Wait.
No, it does not.
Stop there, though.
Okay.
You say they don't believe it, which I'll agree with you. Most of our state-level people do not really believe it. They're just giving lip service.
No, they don't. Yeah.
Okay, so why is it crazy that these 40 people are telling the truth about what they believe? That they're willing to stand, that they're willing to have everybody call them crazy because they actually believe it and because they actually want legislation to come forth that backs it up. Why is that more crazy than being a liar? You seem to be more okay with saying you believe it and then not doing it than you are with saying you believe it and following through on it. That's backwards. We should be looking to the people that I mean, like, okay, Bernie Sanders, for instance. Mm. He is a total socialist. And I can respect the fact that he's consistent, mm-hmm. and he actually believes it. And when he says he's for, you know, free college for everybody, he's going to fight tooth and nail to sock the rich, to give it to people.
He's a good man.
Okay, but why is it okay for him, and he's not crazy for standing what he believes in, but the ones who campaign on small government, actually standing for small government and causing, you know, throwing a wrench into the works of the Congress, why is that not okay?
The Freedom Caucus is a bunch of congressmen with absolutely... Not one of them is a standout congressman. Not one.
I disagree with that.
They banded together to try to get a voice, but individually...
But they actually believe what they're saying.
Individually, none of them has anything to say.
Believe what they're saying.
It's like the geeks. The geeks are getting together and saying, okay, please listen to us, please listen to us, please, and that's what they're doing.
Okay, but you would be okay if the liberals were doing that. You would be totally okay with it. You're being so hypocritical.
I am not being...
Yes, you are. You would not be calling them crazy if the liberals were doing it. If Bernie Sanders had a bunch of socialists, you'd be like, yay, free stuff. It would be okay with you.
I would not.
Yes, you would.
I wouldn't.
You want free pot and you want, you know.
Free pot. I
do not. Oh, no, you want to pay for it. Sorry.
All right, stay around.
A Minute with Howard Kurtz.
This just in, the media establishment that mocked and minimized Donald Trump is no longer in denial. Many of the early skeptics, including Fox's Chris Wallace, who just interviewed the Donald, have changed their minds.
I am beginning to believe he could be elected president of the United States.
MSNBC's Joe Scarborough, I don't hear anybody saying he can't win the nomination anymore. CNN's Alex Castellano said he resisted the idea that Trump could be the nominee. Unhappily, I've changed my mind. Mark Leibovich of the New York Times says he dismissed Trump as a nativist clown before putting him on the cover of the Times magazine. What changed? Trump's been leading the polls for 3 months now. No one other than Ben Carson comes close. He's a media master whose bombastic attacks on politics as usual have touched a deep chord. That doesn't mean he'll win, but as National Review admits, it's no longer unthinkable. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News Radio.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. There was all this hype in 2010 when ESPN aired a spectacle, The Decision. LeBron James would announce where he'd play next season. Would James go to the Bulls, the Lakers, the Clippers? How about the Heat? Or maybe stay right where he was in Cleveland? LeBron ultimately headed for South Beach. There was a big decision in Washington facing another superstar like LeBron. After a week and a half of vacillating, GOP Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan says he'll run for Speaker of the House, but only if his colleagues get four square behind him. One of the allures for LeBron in Miami was playing with fellow All-Stars Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. If Ryan becomes Speaker, the joys of cutting a legislative deal with Congressman Louie Gohmert or Thomas Massie is a far cry from running the fast break with the likes of Wade and Bosh. Ryan's made it clear, if he can't gin up the support, he'll bow out by the end of the week. And that's another decision Ryan will have to make. With the Speaker's Lobby, I'm Chad Pergram, Fox News Radio.
For over 18 years, CNN Goodyear on Grassdale Road has been providing the Bartow County community with quality repairs and tires. And for a limited time, CNN Goodyear on Grassdale Road is offering a free diagnostic test. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I said free. Want to know why your check engine light is on or why your car or truck feels sluggish? Bring it over to Goodyear on Grassdale Road and our technicians will diagnose your problem and the diagnostic fee is free with approved repairs. Everyone likes free. 770-334-8977. CNN Goodyear, located right down the street from QT on Grassdale Road.
And what's great about Six's Tavern? Monday night football, open mic night every Tuesday, team trivia on Wednesdays, and bike night on Thursdays. And we have the best, and I mean best, live bands anywhere every Friday and Saturday night. On top of all that, you can watch your favorite college and NFL teams every weekend on over 20 big screen TVs. Did I mention the food? Good. Life is great at Six's Tavern.
Some conservatives say he fell on his head when he was a child. The fact of the matter is, he was pushed. You're listening to The David Paul Show here on 1270 WYXC. Now, here's David Paul.
Welcome back, everybody. 46 degrees outside here in Cartersville. Been a rough ride all morning long. Looks like it's easing up a little bit out there on 75, but not much. Melissa Hunneke, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
Well, Hillary's going to be the star of the day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are you going to tune in to any of the Benghazi hearings?
No.
No?
Not interested.
I'm not expecting her to actually say anything tomorrow.
Everybody knows now that it's a corrupt...
Okay, you want to ignore the dead ambassador. Why do you want to ignore the dead ambassador? Why do you want to do that?
I don't want to...
Yes, you do.
No,
you don't want to know what actually happened.
But I don't want to use him either. I don't want... Just like George...
It's not
just
being
like,
using him.
Just like
mm-hmm.
George Bush let 9/11 happen.
No.
Good morning, caller.
Yeah, there's your go back. You file back to blame everything on George Bush.
Yes.
Melissa, I'm glad you're there because there's some sanity there now. David, I got a question.
Yeah, okay.
Does anybody ever call in and agree with you?
Once in a while.
Oh, I get all...
His mom? No.
you wouldn't believe all the text messages that support him.
I'm sure your phone's blowing up.
Yeah.
yeah. You may need better glasses to see all that.
You know when Galileo was around and he's arguing that the Earth is flat. Remember that?
Yeah, he's a little younger than you, isn't he?
And everybody said you're crazy. They locked him up when Christopher Columbus said, "Hey, there's land over there. There's land. There's alien beings." Everybody laughed, but. You know, and everybody stood against him. Well, that's kind of me.
That's you, uh-huh.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, we can run deficits forever and everything will be okay.
It doesn't matter to him. He'll be dead before we ever have to pay the piper. So, whatever. That's the way a lot of people are.
Yeah.
You know, let me give you an example of something here. Let me tell this story if I can.
Hey, let me ask
hold
you
on, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. You had a fault. Okay.
You know, with deficit spending, are you okay borrowing from your great grandchildren?
Of course not.
Are you okay putting a bill on them for your lifestyle?
Of course not.
That's what we're doing.
That's what Republicans are doing.
No, oh, Democrats have been in charge of that also.
The national debt has gone down under Obama. $1 trillion.
Well, first of all, you're talking about deficit.
$1 trillion.
Why
the
do we?
Debt has more than doubled.
Yeah.
But
okay.
The deficit. No, you need to hush. Let me tell you the real truth. The deficit, which he tripled. Now he's cut it back in half. So now he's claiming.
So
he's
now
cut
it's
in
a cut.
After he tripled.
Let me give you a local. Hold on, I want to tell the story. Otherwise, you got to let me tell this. They had a big old bust here in Bartow County with the helicopters flying over this guy's property. I don't know if y'all read the story, but they from the air they thought they saw a marijuana plant. Okay, really, and this guy lives right here in Bartow County, and it's news. It made city news, and it was such a fiasco, and it was such a blunder, and it was and that it made Atlanta news on the news sites covered this helicopter flying over, and next thing you know, SWAT team comes down on this guy's house, and all these drug agencies appear on this guy's because they thought he was growing marijuana on his property. So they came in there and they raided his house, and this guy's, he doesn't think it's funny at all. He doesn't think there's anything humorous about it with the way, you know, cops are executing people nowadays and just shooting people.
What?
You know exactly what's going on.
Oh,
it's
come
not
on.
All cops.
Let's not say
it's
stuff
not,
like
it's
that.
Not, it's
that
not, hold on. It's,
okay,
hold, let me finish. But he does not think it's funny at all by what happened, by the cops storming his property and doing that. Well, this is Republicans' fault. This is Republican's fault because they're the ones that keep things like this illegal and don't let the people make up their own mind.
Here we come back to the pot. He wants free pot.
Now this guy in prime, this prime minister in Canada, he's saying that's one of the first things he's going to do is legalize marijuana because he wants his people to be free. How much
what in the world does pot have to do with this whole budget thing?
How much money How much money did it cost the taxpayer for that helicopter, all the cop cars, the labor, all the man hours that went into this?
Dave, I'm going to enroll you in a logic course.
How much did it cost? No, you're saying you don't believe in deficit and leaving it for our grandkids. How much did that cost us? How much did we blow, and how much did we do?
Whoa. Let's go back to your policy.
Okay.
How much did Solyndra cost us?
How much what?
Solyndra.
How much did Solyndra cost us?
A lot.
How much did all this green energy crap that does not work? The only way it works is if you pour a lot of government money into it. How much did all that cost us?
You don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about Obamacare.
Yeah.
How much it's costing us more than what it said.
Colossal failure.
He's going through a stack of papers looking for evidence from the Huffington Post.
Yeah, I've got something, but I can't find it.
Obamacare is a failure.
Representative Gutierrez out of Chicago
wants to insure illegal.
Of course. Why not? Soak the rich.
Because that was always the plan. Even though President, golfer, we'll never insure illegals. That's always the plan. Because he's a liar.
Okay.
And he's lazy.
All right. Thank you for the call. Great call.
No.
You got 5 seconds. What do you got? Five, four.
Come on, man.
All right. You win.
Who calls in? Please put me on the air with somebody who agrees with you and let me destroy somebody else.
All right. Thank you, man. All right. Thank you for the call, man. That's it. All right. Thank you. All right. We've got time for one more, possibly. 770-382-1270. It is Republicans that say they want a smaller government. But it is government. It is government that wants, they want, like, people are telling. What business, when people talk about the broken family and you don't have fathers at home anymore, what business is that of Republicans?
Okay,
It is not
the welfare system has replaced the father. What do you need a man in the house if the government's going to give you a check? What do you need it for?
It is not the government's.
Okay, but the government has played a part in destroying it. They played a part in making it okay.
It's not their job to be the parent.
But they also should not be giving money to the people either.
It is not their job to judge. It is their job to build me roads. It is their job.
Okay, and they do far more than that by giving, welfare indiscriminately, free lunch, free breakfast, free this, free that, free college, free mortgages. The government can, anything anybody wants, they say, well, we can find a way to do that for you. We don't have to work hard. We don't have to have intact families. We don't have to have fathers out there, raising income for their families. The government can take care of it. Don't worry about it. Do whatever you want.
Now I'm out of time.
Good.
See y'all.
See ya. We'll be right back.